Hello to all the good people there at the Capitol. My name is Richard Marra. I am 60 years old, and I've been incarcerated for most of my adult life. I'm serving a life sentence for shooting another individual in a nightclub when I was 22 years old. A serious crime that has impacted many lives. It is only in recent years that I learned anything about the victim and his family. And that's because of a public hearing in 2020 with the Board of Pardons. In 1987, they didn't have victim impact statements. And unfortunately, victims and offenders are discouraged from knowing anything about each other. As a result, I was only left to imagine what their grief was like all those years without their son or brother. What I have experienced, however, is how our forever sentences have affected our families. Those who also didn't do anything wrong but love us. Especially when we have spent 30 or 40 years separated from them, and now have reached ages where there is little time left. I speak to this from a perspective of seeing my sister cry every time I'm denied commutation, watching her fall into a depression after years of going through the commutation process, and having all those hopes dashed in a single day. I ache for her more than I do myself. I see my victim's family through that lens. Yes, I caused pain and suffering for the victims. I caused my own suffering. And I caused all those who love me to suffer for almost 40 years. I get that. But can we stop all this suffering? We know that nobody can ever be made whole. But that shouldn't stop us from having hope for healing. To the legislators and policymakers, I ask.
This is a call from
Pennsylvania State Correctional Institution, Chester.
This call is subject to recording and monitoring.
Couldn't you offer some mercy to our families, even if it means being merciful to us, the ones who initially caused the harm? Geriatric parole or possibility of parole after 30 years is hardly a get-out-of-jail-free card. 3 decades plus of punishment represents a lot of loss for a lot of people. Sure, there are some people who would say, it's a tough thing, but you made your bed and you have to lie in it. You have to be stern and unmoved so that that sentence is carried out and you remain in custody until you take your last breath. But then in the face of such mercilessness thinking, shouldn't we expect those least among us to also be unmoved and unmerciful? If we want a kinder society, its citizens, all its citizens, must feel that kindness and compassion, even when we don't think it is deserved. In the face of a country that seems so divided today, Republicans versus Democrats, pro-choice versus pro-life, gun control, school choice or immigration, it is hard to find any common ground, or at least anything good we want to see in those we disagree with. We demonize anyone who is on what we consider to be the other side, people we don't agree with. How much more difficult is it to ask for compassion for men and women who committed a violent crime 40 years ago? We are seeing more men and women dying in prison today than at any time in history. People who came to prison as very young men and women. Not only are they dying away from their home and their family, they're living with health conditions that make it hard to maintain any dignity. My good friend and brother, Ezra Bozeman, came to prison at 19 years old. He's almost 70 today. He spent his whole adult life in prison serving others. Just a few months ago, we were sitting in the gym having a conversation. Now he can't even take a sip of water if he's thirsty, he's paralyzed from the neck down. He's since been transferred to another facility, Laurel Highlands, a prison for the sick and dying. He was sent there to get better care, with better being the operative word. There's only so much they can do for Booz in the prison setting. And I want to be clear, it's not the Department of Corrections who was keeping him locked up. They'd be the first ones to tell you that their prisons are not equipped to be a nursing home or health facilities for the sick and elderly, or even for older men and women in general. Moses is now away from his friends at SAI Chesney, the people who have become his family. I've worked side by side with Bose in the AV room within 20 years. The really sad thing about this is, in Pennsylvania, we seem to need everyone to serve out every minute of their already extremely long sentence. As if to show compassion is somehow a sign of weakness, being soft on crime. That challenge us all to be kinder to one another, to be forgiving, to see the best in others, even when we have different opinions on other issues. This is the only path, and it starts with each and every one of us. We can't just be compassionate to those we like and agree with. I'm speaking to every Pennsylvania legislator and the people of Pennsylvania not to abandon mercy. Mercy is not for the innocent, but for the guilty. Justice and mercy requires us to hold people accountable for their actions, but it also requires us to be merciful. What would you want for people you know and love? Well, if that doesn't happen for me and my family, then maybe it will for those coming after us. So I want to leave you all with much love, and I thank you so much for being out there today.